It's 9:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Colorado's federal lawmakers are now part of an infamous milestone. They're serving in Congress during the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Today marks the 35th day of the shutdown, and with no clear end in sight, it will surpass the previous record setter from 2019. Republican Senate leader John Thune told reporters that while he's optimistic there could be a deal to reopen the government, he was not confident. But one thing is clear. Time has run out on the House's temporary funding measure, which Colorado Republicans have been calling on the state's two Democratic senators to vote for. Thune says he's open to a new CR that goes into January. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's Election Day in Colorado. Drop boxes and voting centers are open until 7 p.m. tonight. As of Monday night, just over 20% of Colorado voters returned their ballots. Final turnout in other recent off-year elections have been around 40%. About half of ballots so far have come from voters 65 and older. Coloradans are deciding two statewide questions about the free school lunch program, as well as numerous local races and ballot issues. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Colorado Matters is coming up next, followed by On Point at 10 and Here and Now at 11. It's 9:06.